It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1900 UTC on August 12th, 2021, and that means, hey, it's news time. I'm here, live, and on time. Very rare, very surprising, I know. I woke up, I had to kill a bug this morning, so I am full of life. It was very invigorating. But I'm just having a blast. I've been looking at solar power setups and inverters and homes out in the middle of nowhere. And, man, COVID, the Delta variant of COVID-19 really has me freaking out. I'm trying to calm myself. I'm going to be sure and drink plenty of beer, and then today, and then on a fuzzy head, I'll evaluate and make sure I'm not just going off the deep end. All right. Well, and if you want to join in and hang out during the show, you can jump into Calm, which is the chat program we use for a non-radio. All you need to do is go to www.soundcloud.com/redmartian/anonradio. No, I'm just kidding. That's some stuff from Red Martian, aka SMJ, I believe. You just need to go to the good old friends at sdf.org, SSH to new at sdf.org, that's N-E-W, and then you can sign up. Boom, you're ready to go. Everything is cooking, and yeah, that's just the way you get going. That's how you get there. COM is the program, C-O-M, press enter, then G for go to, and then you just type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, boom, there you go, ready to go. Yeah, N-E-W, not noob. But welcome to SMJ, Tin, Publius, Jasmez, thank you for always being there. Tobe and Northern Lights, I'm sure, are present or around. We're going to go ahead and get started the way we almost always start, and that's with
world news.
That's right. In Germany, there's fears around COVID, but not what you'd expect. Germany fears thousands got saline, not vaccine, from a nurse. Authorities in northern Germany have asked more than 8,000 people to get repeat COVID vaccinations because a nurse is suspected of having injected saline instead of the vaccine in many cases. Police are investigating the nurse's actions at a vaccination center in Friesland near the North Sea coast. Initially, just 6 people were believed to have received the harmless salt solution there in March and April. Many of those affected were aged over 70, a high-risk group in the pandemic. Inspector Peter Beer, great name, quoted by Süddeutsche Zeitung, not as cool a name, said the 40-year-old, I probably said that wrong, how do you say this? Tin would know. Süddeutsche Zeitung said the 40-year-old woman had been sharing corona-critical information on social media, criticizing the government's restrictions aimed at curbing the virus's spread. Bye, Albatross. Thank you for being in calm while you were around. Good to see your name. Regional broadcaster NDR, that's November Delta Romeo, says 8,557 people have been asked to go back for repeat vaccinations, and so far about 3,600 new appointments have been confirmed. In April, the nurse had admitted giving saline to 6 people to cover up the fact that she had dropped a vial on the floor. But as the police investigation unfolded, it became clear that many more people had been given saline instead of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. But as the police are not ruling out that a political motive could have prompted the nurse's actions, though her lawyers have rejected that, and they also dispute the reported scale of the saline swap. More witnesses are being questioned, and so far no charges have been reported in the case. Germany has seen many anti-vaccination protests. Far-right groups are among those who reject the official data and conclusions about the spread of COVID. So, very disturbing news there. It's always one of the fears, one of the big fears. We'll use the abbreviation SZ for Süddeutsche Zeitung next time. So anyway, the big fear a lot of times is that somebody, the vaccine denier people, are often saying, oh man, they could swap it out for anything. You'd never know. And it's similar to the people, at least in the United States, that are like, oh man, they're messing with the votes, or they're going to do this. And oftentimes, those are the people that end up messing with the thing that they're worried about being adulterated. Well, let's talk about some more tragedy, because we're talking
world news.
All right. At least, so we talked about wildfires in Algeria. Well, at least 600 families have been left homeless because of the wildfires near the country's capital. Nafisa Toumi said the fires have killed 65 people and injured more than 1,000 people. On state TV, Prime Minister Amin Bin... Oh, this is going to be a long one. Bina Bidaramani said governors in the affected regions had been instructed to house the affected families. It's Amin Bin Bidaramani said governors in the affected region. Yes. All right. Hello, YW.B. Welcome. We've gave strict instructions to the Wilaya region governor to direct all university accommodations currently available in all hotels, even private ones, to accommodate all the citizens who were affected by these fires and provide them with all means necessary for a decent accommodation in the best way until this disaster may pass, God willing, he said. Algerian President Abdelmajid Tebboune declared a 3-day mourning period this week to honor the lives lost. Tebboune said his North African nation would enter a 3-day period of mourning starting Thursday that would include suspending all government activity except for actions of solidarity. So dozens of fires have devastated mountainsides in the Berber region of Kabyle, east of Algiers, the capital, on Monday, destroying village homes, olive tree orchards, and animals that provide a livelihood for the region. So, and Andre, welcome. It's very wild. Yeah, I would love it. If anybody knows, this is something I fight with pretty often if you listen to the show. If anybody has an access to a pronunciation database, I'd be happy to check that out. All right. Well, that's a pretty widespread tragedy, but check this out. Tourist helicopter crashes into Russian lake. If you have questions or problems with STF, good place to go is help desk in Bboard. A lot of people know how everything works. It's pretty cool. A tourist helicopter with 16 people on board has crashed into a lake in Russia's far east. There were 8 known survivors, Russian media quoted emergency ministry officials as saying. 13 tourists, including a child, and 3 crew were on board when the MI-8 crashed and sank in Kuril Lake on the Kamchatka Peninsula. The helicopter is lying at a depth of 137 meters, 450 feet, which is too deep for divers to operate. The aircraft, belonging to the Vityaz Aero Company, crashed about 700 meters from the shore, the emergency ministry said, adding that specialized deep water equipment was expected to arrive shortly. Tourist Viktor Svolkin, one of the survivors, later gave a dramatic account of how he had managed to escape from the sinking aircraft. He was quoted by Russia's RIA Novosti news agency saying that he was asleep during the flight and only woke up when the water hit my face in a stream. My friend's son was sitting next to me. He was fastened with seatbelts, and I didn't have time to pull him free. I only managed to unfasten myself. Mr. Svolkin added that he had managed to escape through the cockpit's smashed window from a depth of about 8 or 9 meters. Wow. According to preliminary information, the aircraft was traveling from the village of Nikolayevka to the Kuril Lake and the Kodutka Mount volcano when it crashed. The Mi-8, a medium twin-turbine helicopter, was carrying tourists from Moscow and St. Petersburg. The mountains of Kamchatka Peninsula are more than 6,000 kilometers east of Moscow and is very popular with tourists. Very wild stuff. I don't have it loaded. Oh well, such is life.
That's correct.
Check this out. This is a little bit more lighthearted because, jeepers creepers, it bugs you. You know, sometimes things get heavy, right? Like waking up in an airplane or a helicopter that's underwater. Tokyo Olympic gold medal replaced after first got bitten. What? What are you talking about? An Olympic gold medalist will be given a new medal after the mayor of her hometown chomped on the first. Takashi Kawamura, mayor of Japanese city of Nagoya, sparked fury online when he lowered his mask and bit on softball athlete Miu Goto's medal at an event. He was accused of ignoring COVID-19 restrictions and lacking respect. Now officials say they will swap Miss Goto's medal for an untarnished one after the mayor apologized and said he would pay for a replacement. The mayor faced a backlash after putting the medal between his teeth at a ceremony last week to celebrate the victory over U.S. women's in softball. Social media users said the act was unhygienic and impolite toward the athlete. So, very interesting. When it comes to email with SDF, I usually use Alpine. I use Alpine on SDF whenever I'm SSH'd over. I also have an IMAP client set up in one of my webmails. And I receive mail fine, but it's easier to send mail from SDF. Anyway, this makes more sense if you're live and in comm. If you're not, such is life. I'm sorry. Let's keep moving.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Jeepers creepers. This guy, I swear, you start talking about the news and if it gets too serious.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yep. Yeah. Gold is not for eating. All right. South Korean politicians seek to criminalize semen terrorism. Now that's a headline that'll catch anybody's eyes. Hopefully not in your eyes. Politicians in South Korea are seeking to make amendments to existing laws in order to make semen terrorism a punishable sex crime. The move comes after a string of controversial court verdicts that have punished men who secretly ejaculated onto women's belongings for property damage and not for sexually criminal behavior. Lenient court rulings and societal attitudes towards sex crimes in South Korea have come under increased criticism over the past few years in light of the global Me Too movement. The act of secretly delivering or smearing semen onto someone else, also known locally as semen terrorism, has now become a case in point, with local activists highlighting the lack of an adequate legal framework to punish what they consider to be clearly a sex crime. In 2019, a man... This is just gross, but I'm glad that there's a law now coming into place for it. In 2019, a man soaked a woman's shoes was given a $500,000 fine, which is $435. Police said at the time the investigation was carried out on charges of property damage because there were no legal provisions to apply sex crime charges. That same year, a man was sentenced to 3 years in prison for attempting injury, among other charges, after spiking a woman's coffee with laxative and aphrodisiacs as revenge for rejecting his love advances. Despite also adding his semen and phlegm to the mix and to other items 54 times, the crime was not recognized as a sex crime because no forced assault was established. And in May 2021, okay, they're just going to list all this stuff. According to South Korea law, a perpetrator must exercise violence or intimidation in order for the offense to be recognized as a sex crime. Also punishable are digital or online sex crimes. The victim, in the coffee tumbler case, was sexually humiliated, but it was not considered a sex crime because it was not seen as involving direct physical contact. Baek Hyun, a local lawmaker of the ruling Democratic Party who is trying to change the law, told The Guardian, by charging the perpetrator with damage of property, his act was judged to have infringed on the utility of the tumbler. Baek submitted an amendment bill to the National Assembly last month that seeks to expand the scope of punishable sex crimes to include non-physical contact through the delivery of objects or substances that cause sexual shame. Sex crimes need to be interpreted from the victim's point of view, she said. A similar bill was submitted by Baek's fellow parliamentarian Lee Soo-jin in December last year, which also proposed to expand the definition of indecent acts by amending the country's criminal code. Both bills have yet to be discussed at National Assembly. So, very, very crazy. It's just, I don't want to say crazy. It's wild that this is happening. And it's even more wild that it's kind of, it's like they're having to use, physical, property damage statutes. That's just, anyway, good luck, South Korea. That should hopefully, I hope, fix things up. Man.
Get the news over.
Okay. We're going to play a song here in just a second. I do want to mention one other cool thing that's happening. Polls have opened in Zambia elections, and President Edgar Lungu has cast his vote. in what is a keenly observed election in the South African nation. Lungu, who is seeking a re-election, will fend off a perennial opposition challenger, 59-year-old Hakainde Hichilema, though in total 16 candidates are vying for the presidency. Please let them come and vote and go back home and stay and wait patiently and peacefully for the outcome. I hear some politicians that are asking people to hang around the polling centers. That will just cause chaos. I've set the example. I voted. I'm going home to stay. Listen to the radio, newspapers, television, and wait for the result to be declared. That's what a good citizen does. So please, don't hang around polling stations. That will just cause confusion and contention. The best thing to do is to cast your vote quickly. Go home, the 64-year-old leader said. Lungu came to power in 2015 after winning a disputed snap election to finish the term of President Michael Sata, who died in office. He was then elected to a full 5-year term in 2016, although his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, alleged fraud. So, I think that's pretty good news, because peaceful elections are very important to a democracy. So, anywho, that's going on. I've really been enjoying an album that Bo Burnham put out. I'm sure everyone else, if you're a depressed youngster, or I don't want to say youngster, if you're just, you may have heard this, if you know who Bo Burnham is. If not, let me welcome you to the internet.
Welcome to the internet. Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first. Welcome to the internet. Come and take a seat. Would you like to see the news or any famous women's feet? There's no need to panic. This isn't a test. Just nod or shake your head and we'll do the rest. Welcome to the internet. What would you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur? Be happy, be horny, be bursting with rage. We got a million different ways to engage. Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's a tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got movies and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other. Welcome to the internet. Hold on to your socks, cause a random guy just kindly sent you photos of his cock. They are grainy and off-putting. He just sent you more. Don't act surprised, you know you like it, you whore. See a man beheaded, get offended, see a shrink. Show us pictures of your children, tell us every thought you think. Start a rumor, buy a broomer, send a death threat to a boomer, or DM a girl and groomer, do a zoomer, find a tumor in your. Here's a healthy breakfast option. You should kill your mom. Here's why women never fuck you. Here's how you can build a bomb. Which Power Ranger are you? Take this quirky quiz. Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. You know, it wasn't always like this. Not very long ago, just before your time, right before the towers fell, circa 99, this was catalogs, travel blogs, a chat room or two. We set our sights and spent our nights waiting for you, you, insatiable you. Mommy let you use her iPad, you were barely two, and it did all the things we designed it to do. Now look at you. Oh. Look at you. 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 Unstoppable. time is now. Your insides out, honey, how you grew. And if we stick together, who knows what we'll do. It was always the plan to put the world in your hands. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right, you're listening to Anon Radio, which is powered by SDF. A pretty cool thing, if you ask me. I'm probably going to sneeze, so I'm going to mute this real quick. Nope, didn't sneeze. Alright, well, we've got tons of news to go through, and it is just all over the place. But, you know, it's very much still on brand. So, here we go. We got about 7 minutes to get this done. First up, we are in this nightmare. Nicaragua continues its brazen crackdown. Ex-foreign minister among those arrested as Ortega detains political rivals, as well as columnist and election geek. It's been a fortnight since Georgiana Aguirre-Sacasa last heard from her elderly father, a terse WhatsApp message in which Nicaragua's former foreign minister said border guards had stopped him leaving the country and seized his passport, and that he was on his way home. What? She replied from her home in Denver, Colorado. Why? No answer came. By then, Aguirre-Sacasa believes Nicaraguan police officials on motorcycles had intercepted her father's vehicle on the highway as he was headed back to the capital of Managua. After searching it, they placed the 76-year-old retired diplomat in a pickup truck and spirited him away to an unknown destination. "We are in this nightmare," his daughter said this week as she desperately sought news of her father. "Right now, I just need proof of life." Francisco Aguirre-Sacasa is the oldest target of a brazen political crackdown being waged by the government of Daniel Ortega ahead of the Central American country's next presidential election on November 7th. Police have arrested at least 32 people since late May, including important opposition figures who were challenging the revolutionary hero turned autocrat as he seeks a fourth consecutive term. This guy's doing something that nobody believed was possible in the 21st century. He's systematically removing from the political scene each one of the politicians who could potentially challenge him, said Jose Miguel Vivanco, Human Rights Watch's American director. So, very scary times indeed going on. There's quite a bit of analysis if you're interested over there at The Guardian. So, that's what's going on there. So we'll go ahead here and keep on a ruling, on rolling. I'll just take 1 second. Do, 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 do. I'm just going to post a link in com. Boop, boop, boop. Boop. All right. Sorry, I was looking something up for someone, and there's no pause button because we're doing it live. What?
That's correct.
All right, let's keep going. Young people are hit hard by long COVID as Delta variant surges. That's right. If you don't die from COVID, you might just suffer the rest of your life. Initially spared the worst of the COVID-19 virus, more children or teens are experiencing long COVID, with medical clinics cropping up to treat their symptoms. And though children still account for fewer cases compared to adults, their long-term symptoms are proving just as debilitating. Since the start of COVID-19 crisis, the prevailing view among medical experts has been that children and young people are more likely... Um, the sorry, I lost my place. Children more likely to recover quickly or be asymptomatically or mildly symptomatic. But now a growing number of children and teens, even with asymptomatic COVID-19, are experiencing long-term effects, some many months after first becoming ill. And while data on children is scarce, doctors are finding long COVID in the young to be just as puzzling as it is in adults. We can definitely say that children get long COVID, said Dr. Elaine Maxwell at the UK National Institute for Health Research in an interview with The Guardian. But the problem with long COVID is that it's not one definition. So, it's very worrying indeed. Dr. Avindra Nath, chief of nervous system infections at the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, told the New York Times that the potential impact on school kids is huge. I mean, they're in their formative years, Nath said. Once you start falling behind, it's very hard because the kids lose their own self-confidence too. It's a downward spiral. A UK study by the Office of National Statistics for National Statistics, published on August 5th, estimated that 0.47% of young people between the ages of 12 and 16 had self-reported long COVID, while 0.3% of young people in the same age group said their symptoms had limited their activity either a little or a lot. So, very scary indeed. There is still a lack of evidence or a lack of information, so keep an eye out. There is a bit of information published on France24's website, if you'd like to check that out. I always use FTP, Rotor SP. Welcome. Hello. Afghanistan. Taliban takes its 10th provincial capital as Ghazni falls. We're going to run out of time. Oh, man. I have been spacing out and talking too much and just... let's get our shit together. Afghanistan. Taliban's taking its 10th provincial capital as Ghazni falls. It's still looking like the Taliban's going to wrap up and take over all of Afghanistan. But, people are starting to get worried and talk about it more, so we'll see if international support comes along. Big news, NASA now knows when asteroid Bennu is most likely to crash into the Earth. Tiny forces such as the sun heating up the asteroid or the gravitational pull of space debris could have significant effects on Bennu's orbit over time. So basically, I'm using The Independent for this story, and they are going to shove ads and big graphics and all sorts of other junk in your face. But they have the information, so if you want to read it, you can go to The Independent. Bennu will make a close approach to Earth in 2135, and scientists will use that passing to predict how Earth's gravity will affect the asteroid's path around the sun and a future potential impact. So you don't have to worry about this Earth-destroying asteroid in our lifetime. Google staff could see a pay cut if they opt to work from home. Pay calculators suggest workers who commute long distances could see salary drop if they shun office in the wake of the pandemic. Madagascar's president sacks all of his ministers, citing failures in government. We saw this happen recently in Tunisia, so this is a little scary. He sacked all his ministers, his office said, days after he criticized some of their performances below par, and weeks after officials said they had thwarted a plot to kill the former coup leader. So, scary times. Shell has agreed to pay $110 million over oil spills in Nigeria, and Greek farmers are really despairing because fires are destroying all their crops. Tons of families do not have any backup plan, and their whole livelihoods are ruined. Sicily has recorded the highest ever temperature at 48.8°C. So this is pretty wild. Some scientists believe temperatures...
Well, that sound means that...
Anyway, the cyclone was named Lucifer, which is pretty funny.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC.
All right, we're going over to Dubious Goals Committee. Thanks a lot for listening. You have a good one. Let's go ahead and count it down. 10, 9, 8.